flex like a pillar. Man, boy, I'm this shit like a puller. Chain on my, with my hood up, I'm a threat. Hey, I put all the chain on my neck. My nigga, I just too impressed. Copping shit just like a server for sex. Start on my neck.
This your boy Chris Brown.
K100 Radio.
Brand new.
Music first.
Party on a weekday. Party on a weekday.
Getting people to listen to your music?
Do you need a bigger fan base?
Real Rap Promo is here to help you. Log on to www.realrappromo.com today to see how they can help you with all your promo and marketing needs.
Real Rap Promo.
P.S. Use the promotional code RADIO at checkout to get 20% off on all services.
K100 Radio, what's good, what's popping, what's crackin', everybody? Welcome to the broadcast. I'm your host, Blizzum. What's going on? Facebook Live, what's going on? Everybody checking me out over here on the broadcast. K100Radio.com, the number's 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Hit us up, man. Welcome, everybody, to another one of our direct line interviews. I really appreciate everybody watching, tuning in, checking in. You know what I'm saying? You know, with our direct line interviews, what we do over here at K1's Radio, this is where we chop it up with independent artists, producers, DJs, whatever. We've interviewed, like, all kinds of people. You know, different people from all over the country, politicians, everything, man. And what we do, we just have a real live conversation with them directly on the line, on the phone. You get it? Pretty simple to understand. You know what I'm talking about? Of course, as you can see, you can dial into the switchboard at 347-934-0966. Again, 347-934-0966. I want to welcome Kier to the broadcast for the first time. We got Philly Zone in the building. What's going on, bro? Welcome to the broadcast.
Oh, man. Ain't nothing, man. What's going on with y'all, man? Appreciate y'all having me.
Absolutely, man. Well, first of all, thank you for rocking with us, man. You know, I'm going to let you go ahead and formally introduce yourself to the broadcast real quick. Go ahead and tell them who you are, dog.
Hey, my name's Kier, man. I'm from Philly, uptown area, man. Tri-State area, stand up. Philly, stand up, man.
Philly's in the building. And you know what, man? You know, Philly's really been, like, in the hip-hop scope over the past month, you know what I'm saying, for various different reasons, you know what I'm saying. Of course, you know, we'll talk to you about that if you want to talk about that. I don't know, maybe cold in the streets, we don't want to get nobody in popping off in the streets, you know what I'm saying. But
no.
But yeah, so but uh you, you know, Philly, you know, the city's been, you know, going back and forth with, of course, with the obvious beef that went down with first Meek, then Meek versus Beans. You know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff going on in the city. We'll talk about that. But we're going to pause on all that. This is about Kier. You know what I'm saying? This is about what he's got going on. And we want to just introduce you to our broadcast. Shout out to everybody that's checking in over here on Facebook Live. Kelby Candle with Make It Magazine. What's going on? What up? Ravella, what's going on? DJ Opens is checking us out over there on Facebook Live. I appreciate you guys rocking with us right now. 347-934-0966. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. All right, so let's go ahead and jump into this thing, man. You know what I'm saying? So Philly, man, Kier, he represents Philly. And I got a couple of questions I want to ask you, first of all, bro. Not, like, real shit.
Right.
Philly, for a long time, Philly has always been, like, synonymous with, like, just extra gutter hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know, just real street shit, just real grimy shit. That's what Philly like. And people tell me that's because that's how Philly really is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
First of all, what do you feel right now, being honest, you from Philly, you represent the city, what is the mood right now in the city with hip-hop right now? You feel me? What is everybody talking about? What are the streets kind of going, and where is everybody going with all the drama that's been going on surrounding it? You feel me?
I mean, I feel as though everybody had their own opinion, but as a whole, I feel like Philly, we need somebody that's going to lead and fulfill everybody's needs in every way. You feel what I'm saying? Not saying everybody's not doing that, but you know everybody has their own opinion. And everybody disagrees with one of the artists are doing, or they don't like what this artist is doing. So we need an artist that's, like, solid, that he's satisfying most of the city's needs, you feel what I'm saying? Whether it's street or whether it's music, or you know what I'm saying? So I just feel like we don't have that right now. We have a bunch of artists, man, that's talented and that's doing their thing right now, but people just, they go unnoticed because people are so blindsided by what the media is talking about or what's going on in another city and comparing cities. So we're not really worried about doing our own thing, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. So do you feel like, Philly's always had its own identity, kind of, sort of. Do you feel like Philly's going through maybe some sort of, like, hip-hop identity crisis right now about where they want to go with the game? You know what I'm saying? Or do you feel like, look, the people who really out here in the ground, like underground artists like yourself, are really out here really doing it and still keeping it 100, and just other people who've gotten to the limelight aren't necessarily indicative of what the streets is going through right now? That happens.
I don't think it's an identity crisis, you feel what I'm saying? I feel like Philly always had that gutter rap, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's we never took nobody's style, we never ran with nobody's style. So I don't think it's an identity crisis. I just think people are looking at it the wrong way. We're going through a lot of beefs in the city, so it's making us look like we battling each other. I just think we need to be more unified. It's not an identity crisis. It's just a lot going on right now, and it's a lot to recover from. So I think it'll take time, but Philly will get back in this, you know what I'm saying? We'll get back in that right away.
Right. And, you know, I think one thing that I do know and that I do realize is that, you know, when it comes to hip-hop and people always say with independent artists, we talk to this about every independent artist, and I always see independent artists from Philly saying, oh, Philly don't support Philly, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, I don't know if that's necessarily a Philly thing. That's just like a hip-hop thing, or that's just like a – you could even say black people. It could be a black people thing if you want to get all the way just – you know what I'm saying? Who the fuck is a human thing? Everybody support people, just selfish. Humans are selfish, not just black people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I never really bought into that, you feel me? But what are you planning on bringing to the game? Let me ask you this. Your music, which we're going to get ready to play in a minute. We got some of your songs loaded up. What do you think you bring to the game right now that's a little bit different, you know what I'm saying, for Philly? What you got for Philly?
Man, well, I feel as though, like, my story, man, it's similar to a lot of people's stories, but it's no fabrication. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I've been through, you can name anything, and I've been through it in the streets, man. And I feel like when I get it to people in my music, I'm giving them life. Like, this is not me giving you fake or... And I'm inspirational with my music, you feel what I'm saying? I'm not downplaying about my music. You won't hear me make a lot of diss tracks out of nowhere and all. You feel what I'm saying? That's not my focus. My focus is on inspiring other artists and other people that want to do something or get somewhere in life. Because where I come from, you feel me, a lot of people are discouraged and they don't know where they want to go in life. Or I can't do this because I'm a felon or this, that, and the third. But I can speak for all this, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I've been a lot of places in my life and look where I'm at today. But I'm saying, I never thought I'd be here today. So It's just an inspiration thing, man. That's what I'm on, an inspiration mindset.
Okay. Well, I like that answer. I rock with that. And I know, I guess a lot of people will tell you, you know what I'm saying, you know, right now with being indie, the indie rap scene all over the country, not just in Philly, of course, has changed dynamically. You know, it's easier to get your music out, you know what I'm saying? It's flooded more, you feel me?
Right.
Because it's easier to create music. So not just there, but everywhere, it's saturated. But it's also a lot easier for artists to get heard without needing a label. Right now,
right,
as an independent artist, let me ask you this. What's your goal? Do you feel like you want to get a deal? Do you feel like you want to just do your own thing independent until a situation comes up where you can create your own wealth and kind of go on tour, maybe build your own tour? What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, man, for sure. I'm definitely independent right now. I had the opportunity to sign to a couple, what I'm saying. But I feel as though if they're not offering what can help my vision, I don't want to get myself in that situation, because a lot of people sign contracts and they just sign their life away. You feel what I'm saying? I can't do that. And I've been in positions where I could have signed a contract, but it's like, okay, if y'all not doing exactly what it is to get my vision out there, then it's like, I'm not doing what I want. I'm doing what you want. So if I come across a label that wants to do what I want to do and has the best interest in the moves I want to make, then of course I'll sign with that label, especially if everything is right. But other than that, man, I'm just focusing independent right now.
So what would be something that give me a dollar amount. What if I come up to you right now and I say, yeah, I want to sign you. I want to sign you to just hypothetical. If I want to sign you to a 360 deal. Now, basically, everybody's giving out 360 deals.
Yeah, right.
But I got capital. I got capital. How much could I give you, Kier, to come up? Because you're buzzing. You're putting in the work. But right now, I come up with a bag. What's got to be in that bag for you to go ahead and sign on the dotted line? I'm just asking because I'm looking at what everybody. Go ahead.
This is what I want to tell all the artists, man. To me, of course the money matters, but you got to know them percentages, man. You got to know what percentage you're getting out of it. You got to own your publisher. You feel what I'm saying? You got to know the percentage they're giving you when you've got your album sales and things like that. Like how much you making when you go perform at your shows. Like you got to know stuff like that. It's not always about the advance they're giving you. Because they could be giving you that advance and you have to pay that back. You feel what I'm saying? So it's not all about the bag coming to me with. It's about what's in that contract. Like what do I have to get? How many albums am I giving you? You feel what I'm saying? Because a lot of artists, they get signed and they can't even put out music when they want to. So you gotta breathe between the lines, man. You gotta know your contract. You gotta know how to rap. You gotta know the rap game.
Exactly. Which is far more important, you know what I'm saying? Which is far more important, just you know what I'm saying, remembering your verses. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know the business side of everything. The business is very important. And gentlemen, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Again, 347-934-0966. Feel free to hit us up if you want to holler at Kier. We got some of his music. We getting ready to rock in a second. He's got two songs. He's got one called "Broke Again." He's got "The Juice," and we'll let him pick which one we're gonna rock with first. We got two joints by Kier that we're gonna let y'all hear. You know what I'm saying? And check out. You feel me? Let me ask you this though.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. How do you feel about the media right now? It seems, and I'm asking you this for a specific question because of everything that went down with Beans and Charlamagne Tha God and his reaction to it and how he kind of was pressed on the Breakfast Club or whatever. How do you feel right now the media is giving a look to Philly, and how do you feel about it in general as an artist? You feel me? I mean, you're on a media platform right now. You know what I'm saying?
What the media is doing, I feel as though the way they're focusing on Philly, whether it's good or bad, it's good for Philly because it's opening doors up and giving people a light of what's going on in Philly or who's this, who's that. You feel what I'm saying? It's not just, okay, focusing on Beans and everybody not worried about everybody else. Like, they focused on Philly now. Now they want to know what's next to come out of Philly. And there's some hot artists coming out of Philly, man. PNB Rock, Lil Uzi, you got Meek doing his thing. You got Core just got signed. You feel what I'm saying? So it's a lot of Philly artists getting known because the door is open more. And I feel as though what the media is doing is like people might not like it, but it's opening the door. You get what I'm saying? It might be a bad door, a bad light that people they got their opinions on everything, but it's a door that's opening, man. Once that door opens, anybody can get through there. You feel what I'm saying? And there's a lot of talented artists that can get through that door. So I feel as though the media going to do what the media going to do. Like, that's their job.
You're right.
That's what they do. You know what I'm saying? So,
right. That's the whole point. So the whole point is take advantage of the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You feel me?
Right.
Take advantage of the situation and kind of make it work for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what I would tell anybody who has a issue or whatever about any part of everything that's going on. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just take advantage and make it work for what it is that you got going on. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And to me, every situation, you can twist it if you know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You just got to be
right
there. You can twist it around a little bit.
Right.
We got two songs, so I'm gonna jump into one, then we'll come back and have some more of a conversation. But I'm gonna let you pick which one you want us to rock with first, kid. We got Broke Again and we got The Juice. Now we got two records. Which one you want us to pop first on K100 Radio?
Yeah, I'm gonna rock with the Broke Again first, man. Rock with the Broke Again first.
All right, tell me about Broke Again. Who produced this joint? You know what I'm saying? What's going on in the record? What you talking about? Introduce it for us.
Oh man, BES Gang produced this track. Man, this song is basically about trials and tribulations. You know, I've been through a lot. I just put everything on the track, man. It's basically telling you how I'm never going broke again, man. I'm focused. Like, I'm on a mission.
All right, man. Yeah, that's what's up. I appreciate you rocking with us over here at K100 Radio. We're live right now. Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Shout out to everybody checking us out on Facebook Live. Wait a Wheel just checked in on Facebook Live. What's going on, homie? We're going to check this joint out. Y'all guys, let me know what you think, man. Hit the phone lines up, too. Of course, you can listen to us live on K100Radio.com. Download our mobile apps. They're free. We're going to check out what Kier got popping right now, right here on K100 Radio. It's a K100 Radio premiere. You dig? First time on our broadcast. Let's check it out.
Never gonna work again.
Hey!
I just seen a hundred bands. Got that money for the rent. Get that money, fuck a friend. Never gonna broke again. Ain't gone 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 broke again.
Ain't gone broke again. I ain't going broke again. Shorty fronted on me when I hit the bottom, so you know I fucked a friend. Stay with a shooter, clip the hang on, there's a rumor. Got a whole gang that'll do it. We in the streets, but gotta stay by the rules and increase the peace until they do something to us. Believe me, mama, I ain't stopping till we get these cars. All them jails, you had to bail me out, and then we spend that money over Balenciaga. How come home, I gotta check the drop. We used to be in broke, we left the debt behind us. Young and dumb was worried about the bitches, now the blood be dripping when we step designer. We was serving niggas, no subpoenas. We in the field, no arenas. We like a book, how them hoes are reading. Gotta go now, nigga, don't wait. Think about it if I rap back in 08. I would've been rich now for the whole way. They underground, but they rap back in no way.
I just seen a hundred bands. Got that money for the rent. Get that money, fuck a friend. I never gone broke again. Ain't 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 gone broke again. I just seen a hundred bands. Got that money for the rent. Get that money, fuck a friend. I never gone broke again. Ain't 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 gone broke again.
Can't get the picture. How they think it's gonna frame me? I done ran into a couple thousand. How they think it's gonna change me? Chick left me for a bum nigga. I ain't changed, I'm the same me. Yeah, later said she miss a nigga. How the fuck you gonna blame me? Rappers, I know, man, they not on my level. Never settled, man, I came out the ghetto. I started rapping just to get out the streets. But now I'm in this booth, I'm hot as a cotton. Bro just dropped a couple bands on the bezel. And new Camaro, yeah, that shit back in yellow. Say I got that new S5. Cop pulled him over just to say hit the pedal. We've been ballin', get your baby mother, she been callin'. Yeah, we hit it, nigga, she was fallin'. Extra sketch on her, we've been drawin'. I'ma make sure they remember me. I'm raining down on my enemies. I'm looking down on the haters. I'm looking right through all the friends that pretend to be. Niggas fake.
I just seen a hundred bands. Got that money for the rent. Get that money, fuck a friend. I never gone broke again. Ain't 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 gone broke again. I just seen a hundred bands. Got that money for the rent. Get that money, fuck a friend. I never gone broke again. Ain't gone broke again. Ain't gone broke again. Ain't gone broke again.
Blazing non-stop hip-hop and R&B.
What's up?
K100 Radio.
24/7.
And we're back. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. And we're checking in with Kier. He said he's never going broke again. Never going broke again. What's going on? All right. That was the first joint that we got up by the homie, man. If y'all like that joint, y'all let me know. Shout out to everybody checking me out on Facebook. Said Wines checked in. Ortega, what's going on? Someone asked for our email, which is k100radio@gmail.com. Maybe I should just put that on the screen so people don't have to keep asking that inside the inside the Facebook Live. Let me ask you this. How are you using social media? What's the best way? What's the best thing about social media that you've seen that has helped your career as an independent artist? I'm just asking that question.
Social media. I feel like that's like nowadays. That's like the key. And, you know, you gotta have a social media now. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you want to get yourself out there. But I feel as though the best feature that it'll be everything, man. It's hard to choose, man, because everything I do, I get a reaction from it. You know what I'm saying? If I post something to Instagram, it'll go to my Facebook, it'll go to my Twitter, and it's like I can get a reaction in one post. You know what I'm saying? So whether it's I'm going to be on this radio station or I'm going to be in this magazine, everybody can respond to it from, I mean, just one post. You get what I'm saying? And it's love.
Right.
I get so much love from – that's mostly where my fans came from, social media, all across the tri-state area, across countries, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just connected with so many people through social media. So I feel like that's a major kick.
So you've been taking it on the road, basically, as an independent artist. You've been traveling and doing more shows other places. What's some other places that you've hit that's really rocking with you like that right now?
Oh, man, I was just out in California last year. I just came from Atlanta a couple months ago. They got a heavy load. We got a heavy load scenery out there, and a couple people show love out there. We out Delaware. We definitely in Philly, Jersey, New York. My team is everywhere, man. I got a heavy team behind me, man. So you know, we everywhere. Every city we go to, we get back major feedback, and like it means so much to me, man. I thank all my supporters.
That's what's up. Good luck. Well, you know, I think that and we got the other joint Juice that we got getting ready to rock in a second. So we're definitely gonna hit you up with that one. You feel me? Let me ask you about some real life shit. You know what I'm saying? Some shit that's going on beyond the music. Do you vote? Nurse, do you vote?
Yeah, hell yeah, I'll vote for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I have to ask. You know, we're dealing with people. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people just feel like voting is a waste of time. Don't vote. Whatever. How do you feel about politics right now? Being an independent artist, do you feel like, first, two-part question, first, do you feel like politics is something that you would even address? Do you address it in your music? Yes or no? Would you, or if you haven't, or do you plan to in the future? And right now, what do you feel about politics right now in this country? You know what I'm saying? Give me, it's two questions in one. Go ahead.
I definitely address politics in my music. Sometimes, it depends on how I'm feeling or what the song is about. But I just feel like politics now, it's like it's hard to choose. Well, not between presidents, because I know who I'm going to pick. But it's hard to read the lines between every candidate, because, you know, everybody has their flaws. So you got to choose that person. It's like you got to choose a person with a bad flaw, but the other person got the even worse flaw. So you got to choose a person with the best bad flaw. You know what I'm saying? So it's like sometimes it's hard to choose, but I definitely know who I'm voting for, because I know who I don't want to vote for. But, you know, it's just, I don't know, man. It's confusing sometimes. But I'm definitely voting, for sure.
Yeah. At least you are. And I ask that question because, in all honesty, man, it's just with me doing what I do right now, and I'm always places, and I'm just, you know, social media, platforms, panels, events, I'm constantly hearing the hip hop community move further away from just like voting. It's like you've got the rich people. See, here's the funny thing about it. You've got the really rich people in hip hop who are advocating, like the Jay-Z's and the Puffs, who are telling us, man, go and vote. They're spending millions of dollars on concerts and shows, and they're rich already. So these are the people. What's funny to me is that these are the people whose level you're trying to get on in the entertainment industry. You may not trying to be, you're not trying to be them, but you're trying to get on a level financially. If you say you're not, you're just stupid or a liar. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I ain't saying you should be Puffy or Jay-Z, but if you ain't trying to get to where they at in this game, like as far as success and financially to be able to take care of your family for generations, then you're just a liar or an idiot. Take your pick, nigga. It don't really matter to me. You're just stupid.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But the point is, you've got people like that that's got an amount, a massive amount of success and money, and they're spending all this money saying, no, no, seriously, go vote. We voting, go vote. It matters. And you'll still have so many people down in the lower parts of the hip-hop community like, man, fuck voting. I ain't rocking with that. This shit is fake. It don't matter. And it's kind of crazy to me because, like, in one hand, y'all rocking with them and y'all saying, yo, they look at what they done and you trying to do what they do, but this particular thing you're not rocking with. When they got all the money in the world, they got all the reasons not to really care.
I think it's because we have a lot of young artists now. You know, some people are simple minded. They don't they narrow minded. They don't think outside. They don't think how far one person vote could go. Because if that one person decides not to vote, imagine how many other people think that they want that one person that don't want to vote. You know what I'm saying? That can add up to almost a million people, man. So you know, I feel like it's just that people are young and they're not putting their mind to stuff right now. You feel me? Because I don't think even those artists that are saying that right now, when they were young, I don't think they were saying go vote. But I think as they grew, they were like, hold on, this matters. You feel what I'm saying? So I think it's like a maturity thing, man. People not mature enough.
Yeah, but you know they say hip hop is a young man's game, which now I beg to differ because honestly, hip hop is been around long enough to where it's a lot of grown ass 30-something, 40-something year old people who are in hip hop who are still creating, working, and everything. You feel me? Still shining. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I don't necessarily feel like hip-hop is a young man's game anymore. It's just, it's hip-hop. It's whoever's
game,
popping.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's whoever's popping right now. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that's just how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. All right. So we got one more joint that we get ready to rock. Tell us about this other joint that we got right here, man.
Oh, man. This my jam right here, man. It's Juice, man. I just released a visual for this. It's on YouTube, man. Definitely on its way to 20,000 views. I want y'all to go check that out. This song is definitely, but it's just, I got the juice, man. Like, I'm on top. You feel what I'm saying? That's the mentality you got to have, man. You on your way to the top, you got to be confident in yourself, man. I got the juice, man. Check this out. Yeah.
All right, we're going to rock with this joint right here. This is K-I-R. Name of this joint is called Juice. Right here on K1's Radio.
Down for an auto
blew up in 5 hard beats. I was a temptation, now I'm defrost. Fuck these niggas when the beef is on. I never take a breath, man, I'ma keep dumping. In the studio, I'm making hits. I never stop the cycle, I'ma keep coming.
I got the juice. Spend the metal whipping, I'm in the cool. Hop out the roof. Hey, nigga, with me, keep it a thousand. Trying to prove. I remember running in public house. Born the truth.
Yeah. K100 Radio, we live right now. That was K-I-R. Kier, what's going on, bro? Yo, that was a dope track. We got to get ready to get up out of here, man. We got another interview coming up, man. I appreciate you rocking with us, man. Real quick, give everybody on the broadcast your information real quick and tell them what's popping with you, bro. And tell them where to find your music and everything.
Man. Follow me on Instagram, Kier215, K-I-R-215 underscore. Follow me on Twitter, The Real Kier, T-H-A, Real Kier. My SoundCloud is Kier215. Do the same thing with YouTube, man. I just want to shout out everybody, man. All my supporters, man. Definitely shout out my team, Rogue Dude, Run Up, Get Done Up, man. Shout out K100 Radio, man. Shout out Q. Shout out everybody, man.
All right, bro. Shout out to homie Q the question, everybody, for plugging this up and make this thing happen, man. Here, we got two joints. Yo, I think I'm rocking with that last one, though. I really like that. I like the juice joint, too, though. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I think we're going to rock with that one over here at K100 Radio. You dig? You feel me, homie?
Bet.
All right, stand by, bro. Thank you for coming through. Yeah. All right, quick advertising real quick, and we got our next interview scheduled, lined up, and ready to go. Don't go nowhere. Pause. We'll be right back. K100 Radio.
Tamara Bubble Entertainment presents Juice Box, Volume 1. The hottest mixtape out now. Get it. Plus, you get a bonus single, all female rappers for free.
All female rappers whacking, all female rappers naked, want all female rappers shaking.
Just visit downloadjuicebox.com for full screen lyrics, videos, and more. Downloadjuicebox.com, that's DownloadJuiceBox.com. For more information, visit TamaraBubble.com and remember to follow her on all social media at TamaraBubble. Bubble on deck.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com. They promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com. They can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com. They work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
And we're back. K100 Radio, we live right now. You know what it is, another direct line interview. Chilling over here at K100Radio.com. What's happening, everybody? Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We really appreciate it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Hit us up. Right now, we got our next interview coming up right here. All right. The homie, Jay Maddox, is in the building. Jay Maddox, what's going on, bro?
What's good? K100, how y'all doing?
Man, chilling, man. We out here, man, putting in a little bit of work. You know what I'm talking about? What's going on with you, folks?
I see. Everything. The movement is moving. Music is life.
I know, right? You know what I'm saying? So, and you know, you it's gonna, it should be a pretty interesting interview that we have. I got a lot of different questions for you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because just reading up on your bio and everything, and just realizing everything that you had going on, and the fact that you're a service member, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And how that plays into it. But we're gonna jump into all that. We're gonna go ahead right now, just pause for the calls, and let you do your own introduction. Introduce yourself to everybody listening to us and everybody checking us out right now. K100 Radio. Go ahead, bro. You got the floor.
Everybody, was good, boy. Jay Maddox from Jersey. And I've been doing it for like a good 2 years. I finally found my niche and start hitting it strong. Like, I represent my team, Clean Classics, the whole Jersey, from Germany, from everywhere, really. We've just been moving. I got my people out in Atlanta, my boy, Cool Boy Duff, shout out 404.
All right. Cool Boy Duff in the building. Shout out to them. All right. So, and you said you've been doing it for 2 years now, right?
Yeah, this November is going to make my second year of actually, like, doing it.
So, how's it been so far, right? Like, right now, like, it, 2 years into the game, and what are you thinking about being an artist, honestly?
It's amazing. So, my first year, I mean, I started in Germany when I was stationed out there, you know, and it was like, you know, Thingworm helped that dream work. We was, you know, it was just one of me, and then it came like 450, then the 500. So it was like big. We started doing a lot of shows and going to the clubs, live performances. You know, it was like a lot of stuff. We're on the radio. And then, you know, I left Germany. I came back to the States. And my momentum was like dope. I had Young Drill, one of my tracks. We were about to, you know, go get a show going. One of my songs, we got MOBS, Money Over Bullshit. But then I came down on Orders to Deploy. I was like, oh, damn, what I got to do now? So from right there, I was like, damn, it's either going to stop my momentum or it's going to, you know, make me smarter. So, it basically made me smarter. I deployed, I came back, and it's been a wrap ever since. It's been dope.
All right. And now, so I guess one of the main questions that I really wanted to, ask you, you know, being someone that is actually, you know, you're still active duty, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. So, performing, how do you balance that? You feel what I'm saying? how do you balance being a service member and being an artist?
All right. So, that one, yeah, that's like the magic question a lot of people ask me. All right. So, from there, I mean, I guess it's the position I put myself in. I'm kind of like that go-to guy. Like, I don't know, I'm pretty much a well-rounded leader. So people, you know, I got a lot of pull, but I got some pull. So, you know, my people I work with, they support it. You know, when I was in Germany, I performed. Like, the Sergeant Major, he's on top of everybody. He's like, yo, you got to perform for us. You can't be doing all these shows and not perform for us. So he brought me to, like, a formal event. He said, yo, don't get dressed up. Come normal, and you got to perform for us. I straight up performed for him. I broke the whole discipline they're supposed to have. Man, it's in there rocking. So it was like, I know they're supportive. You know, everything started in the military. When people do not know, the military is the biggest melting pot of talent from all over the world. Everybody got different things. It's like, it's amazing. Like, I met engineers, like, so much stuff. Videographers, it's like, damn. Singers, I got my boy, Jay Ham. He's coming up with me. That boy, he's nice. Like, it's crazy. So, I mean, it's easy to balance because we're all normal people. We just got a normal 9-to-5. Ain't got to fight the bad guys sometimes, but we're good.
And it's just, it's so many questions that's going on in my head. Let me be upfront with you. I'm a vet, right? You know what I'm saying? So I've actually been in, right? You know what I'm saying? I was a long time ago, you know, almost going on 20 years now. You know what I'm saying? I did a short, I got in, got out. You know what I'm saying? My experience may have, obviously was totally different from yours. You know what I'm saying? But I was in the Navy, so I got a chance to experience the military firsthand. You know what I'm saying? And got out with an honorable. You know what I'm saying? Barely. You know what I'm saying? But I did. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just the culture, I think people don't understand. It's something that you just said, that you being a military service member and being an artist, and people don't understand just how many people and how diverse the military is. One thing I can say about when I was in, that was my first experience dealing with people that I didn't really know most of my life. You know what I'm saying? I was from a small town, so most people that I was dealing with people I kind of had a background on, black, white, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of knew about them a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Whereas you get put into the situation and you're literally sleeping next to people that you've never met. You know what I'm saying? That you don't know. And you know what I'm saying? From all over the country with different backgrounds and cultures. How have you been able to take being an artist and actually monetize it being a service member? Because I can imagine you got an instant fan base right there. You feel what I'm saying? Like, instantly you've got a fan base, because I'll tell you one thing. What one thing, we just like everybody else when I was in, yo, when we working or whatever, we love having the music popping, you know, down in the berth and down in deck, you know what I'm saying? Where we was at when we was on the boats, you know what I'm saying? Music be popping, everybody like who they like. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I kind of found out about a lot of West Coast hip hop that I had never heard of before from cats that was from California. You know what I'm saying? Cats who from Texas, they bumping that underground shit that you never even heard of before. You feel me? But that's popping where they from. So how have you been able to monetize and spread your brand and make that really work for you on a monetary level?
On a monetary level, I did it in many ways, you know, and it started with me and my twin brother. We got our brand, Clean Classics, our music team, and, you know, it all started with, you know, with shirts and the actual music. Now, mind you, there's a lot of people in the barracks. They're not doing much, and they're all soldiers. They want to do something. So I bring them around something positive, a good movement. So we start going to these clubs, and these clubs start, you know, letting us in for, you know, cheaper or getting money off the door for performances and stuff like that because, you know, they want us. We brought people to them. So we started getting deals from, like, you know, half-off shots. You wear the shirts. Like, we started really bringing crowds and attracting people out there. And that's out there in Germany. As I came back to the States, I said, oh, yeah, we got to do it. The promoters that I knew I was linked in with, they already knew. It was like, yeah, you know, we can get you right out the door. We'll start, you know, pushing your stuff. So, I mean, we got paid off the door, like, bringing people in for these parties or performances that I had. And also, another big way I did it, before I deployed, I did push out one mixtape. I mean, it didn't really cost that much to get it all full out done, maybe like $350. But I had like 1,000 copies my team pushed out for me. I gave away 1,000, and they sold like 1,000. And out of that 1,000, they made like over like $8,000. Over a flip, over $300. So it's stuff like that. It's real easy to do. I mean, we're past that, and it's the money. You know, the money is dope. It comes, but I think something more bigger than the money is definitely. I don't feel like I do it for money. I do it to help, you know, help people out. I feel like I've been put here like to help change things, make a difference. So, and money's there. I mean, even when our team pushed that money out and got all the money from me, you know, I gave them over 50% of it. Like, yeah, y'all don't want to push the hard work in. Y'all, you know, y'all support us and appreciate it. So, but I mean, it's many ways. But right now, I'm working on, you know, building that brand and more music distribution through, you know, higher. I mean, kind of everything's on YouTube and Instagram and iTunes and stuff like that. But,
right.
And, yeah, I need to go higher.
Right, right. Well, you know, there's and we've got the Radio Raheem joint. That's a joint that we've got loaded up for you, and we're going to play that in a minute. We're going to jump to the music. But I think that, okay, so you were able to – first of all, you got like it costs like if someone an artist had to fly overseas and go to Germany and all these other different places in order to get their music over there physically, it costs thousands of dollars. Well, you've got free transportation over there when you go over there. You know what I'm saying? And you kind of get the lay of the land a little, so you're able to spread the brand over there across to the other side of the world. You know, how accepting have you been doing hip hop on the other side of the globe, Germany and all these other places that you've been able to perform at? American soldiers, they're going to accept it because they're Americans. What about other nationals? You know what I'm saying? How have they accepted the fact that here's a military serviceman, but he's also a rapper too? How's that worked out for you when you've done it overseas?
It was one of literally the best experiences in my life because, I met one of the top directors out there. He does like films and everything. And I linked up with him. He said, yeah, I would love to do a music video. He never did one. And, you know, he took me in. And after that, he did my other one. Like, and they did it for the low for me. And they're like, literally the top guys out there. So they hired on board. Now, everybody else in that country, they accepted it. It's, like, so good because what people do not know is when some artists and hip-hop artists, like, in the States fall off and they ain't really popping, they go out overseas and get the overseas money because everything's popping out there. They love music. It's a social world out there. So if you're buzzing and you got some dope product, you go out there, and promoters are rocking with you, club owners, it's all about who you know. I got LinkedIn with them, so I was able to perform and build that fan base. So even like the person that's already out there, my boy Tommy Guns, he's still got a good following out there. He's been doing it for years. You know, me and him linked up. I was at every show. We're performing like a small place in front of two people. We're performing a big place in front of 1,000 people. Like, we didn't care where we was at. I mean, we was just out there just doing it.
That's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? So we got to – I want to get into I'm going to play the music, Radio Raheem, in a second. But I also want to talk to you about something that's actually serious because this is a unique conversation. There is not going to be many times I can actually talk to someone who's an active duty military service member and an artist who's got mixtapes out and everything. So – There's I could have a 2-hour interview with you about a whole bunch of things, but I want to jump to some stuff that's a little bit more on the serious side, more political. How do you feel about a lot of that's been in the news lately, being so many people, black people, hip hop community people, are riding with Colin Kaepernick, but you're a service member How do you feel about what Colin Kaepernick did? Not standing for the national anthem, being a service member.
I can't really fit. I can't fit Colin on that one.
Well, okay. If you can't, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Because, you know, being active duty, you know what I'm saying? You still have to, you know what I'm saying? And this is live and this is being recorded, so I don't want you to get in trouble. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But I also don't, I mean, because from my perspective, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. When it all came down, it was controversial. I'll tell you one thing. I wasn't surprised because I actually been in the military and I felt like I feel him because it's his damn right. He can do what the hell he want to do. That's the whole point of all of this. You know what I'm saying? But I was really surprised at how many active duty people jumped on his side. Literally, we had, you know, people for all the people who was like, he's unpatriotic and blah, blah, and all that. We had a whole bunch of real live active duty people that was over there that's been in the fray and been in the combat. Like, nah, he got it. Mm-hmm. I'm over here fighting for him to be able to do that. You know what I'm saying? Who are you to tell him not to? I'm fighting for the fact that if he does that, he doesn't get killed. You know what I'm saying? Just for not standing up for the anthem. That's the whole point of freedom and whole point of what everybody's fighting for. So I was kind of surprised about but I wasn't surprised because I felt the same way. I'm like, I've been in the military and I still feel like I'm rocking with him. He can do what he want to do. And I understand why he's doing it because of everything that's going on. Let me ask you another question then. If you can answer this one, maybe we'll answer this one. That one kind of more close to the job. Let me ask you this. How about your feelings about America's perception to the rest of the world, not as an artist, but as a military service member and with everything that's going on with the world stage and the world and everything that's going on with police brutality in the country? How do you think over there, overseas, that people are viewing military service members and police brutality over here back in America? Because you're over there, right, in countries who look at us as, you know, the leader of the world, but then we have our own issues too. How's that been for you? Can you give me a clue on that one?
Yeah, I think a lot of people, they got, like, you know, the bad taste in their mouths, you know, about us. I mean, is it our fault? Yeah, because the world nowadays and society, social media take too much control over everything. Like, you can't walk down the street without social media being there. It's like, mm-hmm. I mean, so the way I see it is, I mean, if anything, we any got any bad views, to say it safe, any bad views on America, it's our own fault, really. That's all I can really say. It's because of us, if anything.
Right. I think that ultimately, you know, being an artist, how much artists, at the end of the day, I feel like artists aren't obligated to do anything. I don't think the artists are obligated to do anything. But I do feel like if this is hip-hop, and we're talking about hip-hop, hip-hop came from the streets, and hip-hop has always had a political angle from the beginning of it. At the very beginning of hip-hop, there's always been politics and social justice and issues and stuff like that wrapped into it. So how much do you feel like you're going to be able to put into your music, being as though you're still active duty? How much truth do you think to it?
Well, I mean, I put a little separation between the two. So, like, my image that I actually have, like, I don't necessarily talk about, like, in my music, the stuff I talk about in my music, it's not like, I'm not really, it's the crowd that I'm going for. My crowd that I'm trying to entertain and, you know, and the movement I'm trying to move, it's not about, you know, killing and all that stuff like that. So it's not something I promote. I kind of promote, you know, the struggle, the, you know, the fun times in life, like, the normal stuff that people, you know, do every day but don't realize how to put it in music. So I don't know. I mean, I feel like I got my own little lane that I'm just a safe lane that I can be proud to say I'm in the military and do music without bashing other. I can't say, you know, I'm fighting for the United States of America, but then I'm killing people rolling down the street. So and I found that balance. And at the beginning, when I first started, I love guns, so that's all I used to rap about. I was like, nah, I can't do this. Can't do that. That ain't the image I want.
Right. Which is well, I you know what? Because I saw the one video, the choppers. Eat your choppers. So I saw that video and I'm like, okay. And literally, the choppers the fucking Marines have will fuck up some of the choppers over here on the streets, especially if you actually know how to use it and you're not just you've actually been trained and use it on a consistent basis. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I when I saw that, I was like, okay, is that the angle that he's going to go? You know what I'm saying? Then I saw the Radio Raheem and I'm like, okay, okay, so is this the angle that he wants to go? You know what I'm saying? Because I look at both. Now, when we get the packages, we look at everything. We say, okay, let's look at this artist, see what they got going on. And I looked at both of them. So I'm like, now the Chopper song, I was like, is he going to be able to get away with that? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, is this Sergeant? What's your superior? You're in the military. You're in the Marines.
Yeah.
You're in the Marines, right?
I'm the Army.
You're in the Army. Okay. What's your, is it Sergeant Major? What is it?
Yeah, Sergeant Major.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, are they going to let him just actually really push this record? You know what I'm saying?
No, now, mind you, they're the first people. And I was, so you know a little bit about the military. Basically, when we had the, it was like an NCOPD with all the sergeants and everything. They were the first ones, after I recorded Chopper, they're the first ones to hear it. Like, literally, I broke it to the military first. They're like, oh, it's not. And it was like live. I was like, dang, I ain't know it's going to turn out this good. But that was my first year of music. So after I deployed, I came back. Smart. So everything switched. It was no longer that. But I was like, well, I'm not taking the video down? Because I thought about it. You know, I got to market myself. But I like the people see that growth. So I was like, you know, I'm leaving it there because that was the start of it. You know, I put a lot of work in that. That was my sign of success. I've always wanted to, you know, have my own first official music video. And that's the director. We did a lot of work with that. So I left it up there to show people the growth and the change.
All right, cool. No, I get it. But like I said, I watched that one first, and then I watched the later one. So I was like, shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm going to ask him about that when I get a chance to do the interview. Shout out to everybody checking us out on Facebook Live. DJ Ovens, Ortega, Twink just checked in. T.I., Rose, Scholar, everybody's watching over here on Facebook Live. We're live right now. This is Jay Maddox. He's in the building.
There
we are. We got Jay Maddox. You feel me? We definitely got to jump to the song. We definitely got to jump to the music and ride that. So we got this joint called Radio Raheem. R.I.P. to the real life. The real life Radio Raheem, who actually passed away not too long. You know what I'm saying? RIP to him, man. You know what I'm saying? Radio Raheem and his roles in a couple other movies, namely New Jack City. You know what I'm saying? RIP to that dude, man. He definitely has some classic roles. Even though he wasn't a big superstar, you know who the hell he is. You know what I'm saying? You know who the Dutton is, and you know who Radio Raheem is. Don't play yourself. You know what I'm saying? But tell us about Radio Raheem and what inspired you to make this particular record before we play it.
So I was in Afghanistan. So like right now it's crazy because he passed away. So people think I probably just made it. I made this thing like 7 months ago when I was in Afghanistan, but I could never find a producer to make the beat. So maybe like 2 months ago someone made the beat for me. I said, oh yeah. So I was like, all right, cool. I came to New Jersey. My twin brother, he was like, yo, you know he just passed. You got to put that song out. I said, for real? He said, yeah, you got from now until someone else tried to do it before you. What you gonna do? He's like, wait, the Fabulous put something out? I was like, nah, I'm going to the studio right now. So after that, we did it. I did the song. And then a week later, we did the music video. The music video actually going to be released like in maybe 2 days. So, yeah, I mean, it just came to me. It clicked into my head about, damn, really about this music. Like the melody just, it kicked in my head. I don't know where it came from.
All right. Well, we're going to get ready to check this joint out, man. This is Radio Raheem. This is Jay Maddox live right now on K100 Radio for the first time. Won't be the last, you dig? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. If you want to hit the lines up and holler at Jay Maddox, just do that. You can. The number's right there at the bottom of the screen, 347-934-0966. This is his joint called Radio Raheem right here on K100 Radio. Let's check it out.
Got them 20 deep batteries. I'm feeling charged up right now. Feeling front row like Spike Lee right now. No, I got to do the right thing. R.I.P. Bell Nunn.
R.I.P.
Radio Ryan. Lean Classic the Fam. Maddox, baby. Maddox, Maddox, Maddox.
I'm running about the new shit. Radio Ryan. Walk around jamming to it. Radio Ryan. Slipping through the music. Don't be claiming Radio Ryan. Cause I'm in the middle.
K100 Radio, we're live right now. You know what I'm talking about, 347-934-0966, that's the number dialed to the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number dialed to the show. Hit the phone lines up if you want to holler at Jay Maddox. That was his joint called Radio Raheem, and we're back right now with the homie on the line again before we get ready to roll. The show, man, got some classic, like, classic hip-hop feel to it, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's checking us out over here on Facebook Live. Jay Harris, what's going on, bro? You know what I'm saying? Tory Taylor. You know what I'm saying? So a couple people over there checking us out over here on our Facebook Live for this interview right here on K100 Radio, man. So before we get ready to roll up out of here, we got DJ Chill Will coming up next. If you guys are rocking with DJ Chill Will, be patient. He's coming up next right here on K100 Radio for the Grind or Die Mix Show. Got him coming up. Shout out to the Cue the Question. Publicist over here plugging everybody, hooking everybody up over here at K100 Radio. Some of these artists and everything making this joint go on and happen, man. So leave us with some parting words. If you can, Jay Maddox, go ahead and tell us real quick. First of all, give us your information where they can find the music and everything.
Y'all can find me I always have links on IG, so use J_Maddox, or you can just YouTube me or Google me, just Jay Maddox, like all my links over there, or just www.jmaddox.com, and I am there. And little words I'm going to leave everybody with, you know, like if you dream it, you know, put the energy, put the time into it, and really do it. You know, you only live once, but it's not a YOLO thing. You live your life and be happy. I mean, that's what I do. I live to be happy. You know, the music keeps me there.
Music keeps them there. You know what I'm talking about? So shout out to the homie, man, for coming through, man. You know what I mean? Appreciate what you're doing over there. You know what I'm saying? Fighting over there. There's some who may not necessarily agree with everything that the country does. But everybody sits back and enjoys the freedoms that people over there are fighting for at the end of the day. Whether you believe in the military, whether you believe it's an empire, evil, whatever, at the end of the day, when you get up and scroll your ass down to Walmart and scroll your ass to the damn gas station and go to the club and all this stuff without having to worry about, you know, being killed, which, you know what I'm saying, just for walking outside your door, that's stuff that people are over there fighting for and they die for. So, you know, big ups to you for that. You know what I'm saying? No matter what, at the end of the day, I feel like people are too hard on people who are just doing a job over there at the end of the day. And, you know, especially in our community with black people, you know what I'm saying? They have a real issue. Some people have a real issue with it. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? It has to be done. You know what I'm saying? You might as well go over there and get that money paid if that's what you like to do. You feel me? One thing though, I do want to ask you. I know you mentioned earlier that you said that you like guns. What standard issue over there? What you guys rocking with over there right now in the Army? What you guys packing?
M4. M4 rifles. Yeah.
All right. You know what I'm saying? You a crack shot with it? I know you are.
I'm an expert. Yeah.
Expert. What's your actual job? What's your actual job in there?
Field artillery. Field artillery shooting those big rockets.
Yeah, so you don't want no beef with Jay Maddox.
And you know, it's funny real quick. That's sometimes I put that in my words. I'm like, I really been shot at. Not no bullets, talking rockets. How you stop that? So it's real.
For real. I mean, I don't know how many people might have been shot at, but ain't gonna be too many people say they was actually dodging RPGs after they got off stage and shit. You know what I'm saying? So again, bro, man, I wish you much luck, man. You know what I'm saying? This is the homie, our direct line interview with the homie J Maddox, man. You guys go over there and follow him on Instagram at J_Maddox. I think it's at Maddox Music, right? At Maddox _ Music.
Yeah.
On Twitter, right? Yeah, the Twitter's different. At Maddox _ Music. You know what I'm saying? You guys make sure you go over there and check him out, man. Thanks everybody for rocking with us. My Facebook Live crew, I may hang around for a couple of minutes, but right now on the broadcast on K100Radio.com, on the TuneIn app, on our mobile apps, you guys are finna get ready to be locked in with your favorite grinder's favorite grinder, DJ Chill Will. He is coming up next right here on K100Radio. Yo, J Maddox, man, I appreciate you coming through, bro. Thank you.
Thank you. Much love, brother.
Hey, and while you at it, you know, if you don't mind, if it's not too much trouble, do you guys listen to the internet radio over there? Can you guys get the internet over there? What do you guys listen to outside of just how do you access music? That's one question I wanted to ask.
Yeah. We got you know, Pandora, whatever it is. We got internet radio. We got all that stuff.
Yeah. So you wouldn't mind spreading the word about K100Radio on TuneIn and anything like that?
I got you. I'm putting out.
Yeah.
I got you.
Tell those guys check us out, man. We be riding. I'm pretty sure they'll enjoy the music. You know what I mean? You feel me? Pretty sure.
Definitely. I got you. I'll share your links and everything.
I appreciate it, bro, because you got a lot of followers. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of followers. Shout out to the homie. Putting in some work,
you,
man. Yeah. All right. For sure. All right. Shout out to the homie J Maddox, man. Homie doing this thing, man. The radio right here. We're going to rock with that over there at K100 Radio. You know what it is about this time, man. Like it is every Tuesday. The homie DJ Chillwell. Like I said, I might stay over and chop it up with my Facebook Live crew for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Michael Ochoa. My brother checked in. Omar. I'm going to holler at all you guys real quick over on Facebook Live. But on the broadcast, you know what it is. Time for Chill Will. Deuces on the broadcast. Facebook Live, you guys hang tight. We'll come over here and chop it up with y'all in a minute.
You nominated us, and you voted.
And thanks to you, our loyal listeners,
we are the Southern Entertainment Awards Radio Station of the Year 2016.
Yeah, you know what it is.
K100 Radio.
All right.
Blind to die, motherfucker.
So, to my Facebook Live crew, what's going on, Facebook Live? The other one, the other feed got cut off. It's really difficult. It takes a lot of bandwidth to be able to run this joint like this over here on Facebook Live. But thanks. I appreciate you guys rocking with me over here on Facebook Live. I really appreciate it, man. It's a couple of things that we got coming up. Tomorrow we got Illa Kill. We're going to be doing Illa Kill again on K100 Radio. We had some technical difficulties last week, so we are beyond behind. I'm going to be zipping through those joints like I might, and I'm pretty sure that I'm going to go an extra hour on Illa Kill tomorrow. But if you guys can, I appreciate it if you guys tune in, rock with us over here on Facebook Live. Of course, we love having you guys over here on Facebook Live for the Illa Kill segment. So that's definitely going to be going down tomorrow, 8 p.m., and I might go to maybe close to 10:30 at least, maybe 11. I don't know, but it's going to probably go over because we really are backed up because we was already backed up, and then last week we had some issues. Thursday, we've got some more direct line interviews. We got a direct line interview with producer James Worthy. Got a lot of credits. He's produced for a whole bunch of people, man. And we got an artist named International Nova. He's got some really big things going on, making some real moves. More of a bigger independent artist, you know what I'm saying? Got some real weight behind him. So those guys are going down on Thursday, and one more on Thursday. That we just added another R&B artist that we got to make sure we got everything locked. So we're probably going to have about 3 direct line interviews on Thursday. So hopefully you guys can rock with us, you know what I'm saying, and check us out. Pull up on us at the Bar Exam on Friday. We'll be over there. Shout out to everybody checking us out live right now. Let me see. Tori Taylor, Yeah, you can send music to K100Radio@gmail.com. That's K100Radio@gmail.com. I see my homie O for making the magazine is in the building. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my brother Drew. He got a project that he got dropping out there in the streets, beating the block with that joint today. Big ups to him. You know what I'm saying? You guys, if you don't know, we did have some problems with the Android app for a while, but we got the Android app and everything back up and ready to go as far as just, you know, being able to go download it. But you have to download it again. We lost all our Android download numbers. We had like 2,000 download and Androids, downloads of our Android app all wiped out, and it was nothing we could do about it, nothing. So if you guys got an Android phone, please go and re-download the K100 Radio app. If you already have it on your phone, this is the crazy part. If you already have it on your phone, it's still going to work, but they had to pull it off the Play Store for download. So you could just uninstall that and go back and install the new one. It's literally the exact same one. It's just up under our own account now, so we have to go through these issues again. If you got time to do that. If you don't feel like doing it and you just like, Blizz, I'm not doing all that, fine, but I would appreciate if you did it and then give us a 5-star rating, because that really helps us in Google searches, you know, app downloads and ratings really helps us, you know what I'm saying? So if you guys don't mind, it's not too much to ask, I appreciate if you do that. The Mako Girls said what's up. They have a new single they just recorded. All right, make sure we go, make sure you guys get that over to us, you feel me? Like I said, big ups to everybody who looked at the direct lines, which is cool. Like I actually get a chance to kind of look at it while, you know, while I'm looking at my phone. Again, we're still rocking with the studio shot and everything that we got going on over here. You know, with our cams and our different angles and stuff from when we're doing our Facebook Live, and we got a couple more things that we're actually going to add to this whole setup. It's going to actually look a little bit more crisp. You know, I'm just kind of getting started doing things this way, but we're going to actually figure this out and do some more stuff, man. Some more pretty fancy stuff that I think you guys will actually enjoy. But we're getting a lot of rave reviews about our Facebook Live stuff. So listen, if you guys don't know, people always ask me all the time, you know, how can we rock with K100 Radio? How can we get some support outside of the rotation? You know, we have ads. When I'm playing this stuff on K100 Radio and you hear these ads, whether it be the mixtape, Midwest mixtapes ads, Real Rap Promo, two artists have actually gotten ads. Those ads that play, that we do, that we in shows with and stuff, those things run 24/7. So if you got a mixtape coming out and you want you want 24/7 constant promotion of it on the internet, which is what we do over here, check out our ad packages. Like they like real cheap. Like there's really the artists who have done it, they've all been like, yo man, you know, I see, you know, the ad plays more than music. Well, yeah, it's an ad. You know what I'm saying? It's a paid advertisement. That's the whole point. I don't think you guys get that. So getting an ad over here, and we've got plenty of room for ads. We got, like, our ad bin is nowhere near full. So it's a good low-cost way to kind of promote. If you got, like, an event coming up or if you got a mixtape dropping out, you can do you a max of a 60-second. The ads can run no longer than a minute. But we have 30-second ad packages and 60-second ones, you know what I'm saying, for how many days they run or how long or whatever. So I suggest everybody go over there and check out our ads and promo page, K100Radio.com. Go over there and then go to the ads and promo page. Get you an ad done up if you got a release coming out, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, like, why not? You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense to not do it, you know what I'm saying? It's a good way to kind of get beyond just the rotation of music, but to promote what you're doing. And like I said, we constantly got people listening. The ads run during Mix Show Monday. They don't stop. They run even during Mix Show Monday. They run most of the time. I run the ads before and after I do live events or live Facebook Live, so I drop them in between there. So they're often on our SoundClouds of the interviews. You know what I'm saying? So when people go listen to the interview or the SoundCloud, then they normally hear an ad. You know what I'm saying? That we do. I kind of look out for that. So our ads are like a really good way that you guys could actually advertise what the fuck you doing. Everybody wants just the music play, you know what I'm saying? But what the hell I just did to my my Facebook Live? Okay. But yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? So try to add, try sending in the ads, man. I appreciate all the support. You guys didn't notice I'm rocking the Nerve DJs. I'd be rocking K1's Radio, but I'm rocking this Nerve DJs t-shirt that they sent me, that they got for me. Shout out to DJ Johnny O and the Nerve DJs. These guys have been big time rocking with me and big pushing the music that we've been releasing over here. When it was Salt and Pepper, and also with Ill, the new joint that we got with Mike Sick and Bam and Nextel Nails. I'm pretty sure you guys heard that joint. I'm pretty sure everybody's heard the Ill joint. If you ain't heard the Ill joint, you tripping. You know what I'm saying? You gotta check out the Ill joint. I may play that in a second, in case you guys have heard it. But if you have heard it, I would like to know what you think about the record with Mike Sick, me, Mike Sick, Bam, and Next God. You feel me? Let me see. I might play that joint because I actually can do that right now. I can actually play it. Let me see. Let me find that joint real quick. I'm going to play it for you guys. But I'm pretty sure. Let me see. Yeah, I got it over here. So I'm going to play this. I'm going to play this joint for y'all in a second. Not right now. I'm going to play it in a minute. Let me drag it over there. All right. I'll play it in a minute, but I'm not going to play it right now. But anyway, I appreciate the fact that you guys have really been supporting that joint. You know what I'm saying? That really means a lot to me. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate, you know, all the support that we get. I ain't had my background music on the whole time. I had Chill Will in the background. My background music back on. But I really appreciate all the support, you know what I'm saying, for everybody, you know what I'm saying, that's been rocking with us. Like I said, this new Facebook Live setup that we got, it can be fickle sometimes, but it's pretty effective. And they're downloadable. If you don't mind sharing them, we'll really appreciate that too. If you haven't liked our Facebook page yet, bruh, you know what I'm saying? Why? I don't know why you wouldn't have liked our Facebook page yet. But if you haven't liked our Facebook page, please do that. And rock with us on Twitter at K100_radio for IG and Twitter. Make sure you follow us on the other social media platforms. I use them differently. I use each one of the three platforms. Facebook, as you well know, if you're my Facebook friend, you know this is where I do my long, drawn-out rants and talks and, you know, really try to educate and really post informative shit and talk shit. Instagram is really, really, really to just promote more of the shows and everything because it's visuals. So we got the... And there's no algorithm that's like how Facebook is. So we promote a lot of stuff over there. And Twitter lets you know if you follow both our Twitter accounts, the K100 Radio accounts, you can see what we're playing consistently and engage, you know what I'm saying, where we're at with our rotation and stuff like that. I don't really talk much on Twitter, but Twitter does let you know consistently what's going on as far as the music and the rotation. So it's kind of a three different reasons. It's, you should talk with all of us, you know, rock with all of them because each one I use differently. For different things. You know what I'm saying? So try to rock with the Facebook page too. You know what I'm saying? If you can, if you don't mind. Let me see what else. I didn't have much else to say outside of these direct line interviews. The other direct line interview with Kier is right above, below this page, whatever the hell. It's right around here somewhere. So check that one out. But that was the one that had the stream buffer get cut off. So the last 5 minutes of that interview was cut off. But he had a dope song, the Juice song. We're going to rock with that one. Again, I want to big up Cue the Question, the publicist who hooked all this up. Also, Rhea Davis and DJ Nick Slay for the other interviews that we got coming up this week. Because they've been real supportive of what we got going on over here at K100 Radio. And it's really a support, those who support you type of situation. Just like my homie Kelby at Making the Magazine would say. I know a lot of people look at some of the moves and some of the stuff that I do, and they may not get why I do something for one person and not the other person or whatever. But it's all based on the relationship that I have with each individual. You know, I have different relationships with different people in the industry and beyond. You know what I'm saying? And so sometimes you just have a working relationship with people. Sometimes you just associate with them. You know what I'm saying? And it's not the same kind of situation. And you have to be able to discern that when you're working with people in the music industry at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's not somebody that you can just do stuff for, you know. And at the end of the day, I believe in bartering and mutual benefit of companies working together and brands working together. And so I do that when it benefits the brand and when it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? So it's never like I don't like a person or a person or anything like that. It's always a conscious decision, like, okay, how does that help K1 Radio? How does that affect the brand? How does it move the brand forward? I'm constantly thinking like that. So a lot of times people should just understand that when they're dealing with me. I'm like, how is that going to help K1's radio? And some people may feel like, well, I won't do that. I don't do that because of another reason. But the reason is 99.9% of the time, I'm not seeing how that's going to, you know what I'm saying, work well with the brand, how it's going to move the brand forward, which is what I wake up every day thinking. You know, I wake up every day thinking about my kids and moving this brand forward. You know what I'm saying? So those are the first two things on my mind, you know what I'm saying, at the beginning of the day. You know what I'm saying? You know, so and when I go to sleep, frankly, you know what I'm saying? And it's how it has to be. You know what I'm saying? So if you guys got any kind of business opportunities or anything that you want to do with me, just hit me up. But I'm going to be honest with you. If I don't see a way that is advancing the brand, or if it's mutually beneficial to us, or if we're talking about paying for services, we deliver. We're batting 1,000 on that. But if we're talking about doing something outside of that, working together or something, then just make sure that, you know, before you even ask, is it going to make sense for both of us or just you? Because before I ask, I'm going to make it make sense for both of us, not just us. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of how I run with it. Jeremy, B2B. What is that? 2B. I can never forget. Jeremy Fitzbond. This is my homie. I always forget. 2B. Okay, I'm fucking it up. Shout out to the homie, though. You know what I'm saying? Right here. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play the ill joint, I guess, man. Let you guys check that out before I get ready to roll up out of here. I got to go. But I appreciate everybody for supporting us and rocking with us. Maybe have one more. We're supposed to get the winner for the last bar exam on here. That has been a very difficult task. That artist is just very hard to catch up with. We'll just say that. You know what I'm saying? But if we can get that on there, we'll do it. Gonna be revamping our website soon. And when I tell you revamping it, I mean full complete overhaul. Like not even where it's at right now. But I think you guys are gonna love it. Because now we're going to move more to a, not a blog. I don't want to say that because I don't, that's not true. But we're going to have more original content shared directly from the site when it comes to stories. Like I shared a Byron Allen, I shared an article about Byron Allen earlier that 50 people shared, but they're all sharing it from that one site. That's not going to keep continuing to happen. You're going to be sharing a K100 radio link every time you do that from now. So we're going to be revamping the whole website all the way over. You know what I'm saying? Because we're losing some SEO for absolutely no reason for the reach that we have. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be changing all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be 2017 by the time we get up. But when it get up, I think you guys are going to really like it. It's going to be more interactive. And I think by the end of the year, I'm going to have a whole new app. There's going to be a far more advanced, so you can watch these Facebook live streams directly from that app or Facebook live, or whenever we're on live on live on location somewhere at an event, you can be able to watch it directly through our app or Facebook live. It doesn't matter. So it's going to be a lot of work going on that aspect right there to change some of that up. Also, man, I don't know why I have to say this, but artists, I look at BDS reports every week. I have so much music that I'm showing artist loves to spinning that isn't getting registered or getting shown for BDS spins. And there's just literally no reason for it. So look, I'm super busy. I don't have time to do that for you guys. If you reach out to me, I'm not going to do it for free, but I'll do it for a price that makes sense for you if you really don't understand or know how to get your music encoded, because it's really, really, it's so important that I just can't believe that you either haven't paid anyone to do it yourself, even though it's easy enough for you to do yourself. I can't believe you haven't paid anyone to make sure it's got done, even if you don't know how to do it. But you guys have got to stop it. You guys have got to stop releasing all this music, putting it all over the place, and it's not being tracked. Your spins are not being tracked. It's not just us. I've talked to 30 different people who run internet radio stations. I know every person who runs the 6 internet radio stations in that's in the South who are BDS monitored now. I know every person that runs them, and they're all saying the same exact thing. Yeah, man, a lot of this music we got ain't even BDS from these indies, ain't even encoded, bro. What? Please, you guys got to cut it out, man. Like that's so aggravating for us to sit here and build this kind of a platform and put all this fucking work and money. It costs us so much money. Do you realize how much money it costs for us to be BDS monitor? You can't be serious. You can't be. We have to. It costs money for us to do this for you guys. And well over half of you guys are not taking the proper steps to make sure your music is encoded. And it's such a simple free process. I could even. It wouldn't be an excuse, but I could even halfway slick imagine if it cost you $100 to encode a song. I still would be on your case about it, but it's literally free. So there's literally no reason whatsoever that if you're going to send your music out to a platform, to an internet radio station or any station or a DJ or whatever, that it's not encoded. Like before you even send it out, once you do that, like you wouldn't send it out unmixed or unmastered. Why would you send it out without it being coded? What if somebody picked it up and it go viral? What's going to happen then? Then you lost all that shit. You feel what I'm saying? So just make sure that happens, yo. Make sure that shit goes down. All right. K100 Radio. Oh, great. My internet. This shit locked up again. So, yeah. There's that part.
Bring it on to Lotto, we got And for the models with the real watch how we be ballin', drinkin' at the bed. Hot tip all the bottles.
That's the shit I'm on.
Told her get just told her come on. Strapped up, no snap when I say stick, got a drum on. I come through, they got their head down like they done wrong. I be missing my truth, like water and dirt in my cup. I got mud, but on the moon rock, like an astronaut. If you go 93, your gas
is
on. Baby, if you gon' show your ass,
you ain't gon' do it, baby.
For me and my dick, we ballin', won't pass the
wall. We ain't gon' do it, baby.
Pull up in the foreign like me from another country. Ram me with some itching fingers, so don't come for me. Don't come for me.
Motherfucker. Insane trade a million now.